All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
I'm glad you came over, because I needed a little bit of help.
Oh, do you need me to, like, move a foosball table for you or something? Single-handedly?
Yes.
Okay.
I just want to see if you'll do it.
Yeah.
Let me, and then with one-click shipping, I got a foosball table coming.
Don't damage it. You need to return it.
it will show up by the end of this this episode.
Yeah.
So I'm, as you know, I am getting ready to tour the Catskills as a stand-up comedian.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that was a dream of yours.
Always has been. Always will be.
Okay.
I've got my dickie here that curls up. I've got my tight five on political correct culture. And I've got this whole little bit about millennials and their devices.
Oh, okay.
And I was hoping that I could work with you, and together we can kind of work on my set a little bit.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's fine. I'm not generally in favor of millennial-based humor, but okay.
It's just giving me a warning. There's no part about millennials I'm in favor of. Those fuckers have just...
Who gave them the wheel? Am I right?
Yeah, I literally don't know.
No,
I don't know why they
write that down. That was a joke. Oh, okay. That I was making for you. It was a suggestion.
Wheel, don't know.
Okay.
Right? Question mark, underlined. Okay. Pause. Plus. Okay. So we've got this whole bit about smartphones.
Okay.
Like, hey, what, it doesn't seem that smart to me. You know, I'm always getting emails from my stupid grandkids, things like that. I got this bit here about smart cars.
Okay.
Not that smart. Like, they just get mileage. What's smart about that? You know,
kind of similar punchlines or hooks to both of those.
Well, it's I'm building to something.
Okay.
I just don't know. I'm just trying to get to it. So I'm trying to come up with some other kind of like, you know, Internet of Things style devices that I could do. And I'm trying to work it into, because it's Catskill, so I really need to go blue with this. And I've got this whole thing about, like, what if there was a smart dick?
I think
doesn't
it's smart,
smart to me.
I mean, again, is this like your, here's your sign? I need to make sure you're not walking out there, you know, into a thresher, you know?
It's going to become my catchphrase.
Okay.
It doesn't seem so smart to me.
Yeah.
No, like,
so I think a smart dick is a little on the nose.
Okay.
Well, let's go a little bit lower, like a smart testy or something like that. Like,
okay.
Oh, look at me. I need Jeff Bezos to tell me when to nut.
Doesn't seem so smart to me. let me see if, okay. So let me see. I'm going to try real quick and we'll see if it works. Hey, like, what's up with these smart testes? Doesn't seem so smart to me.
That's not snappy enough, I don't think.
We can probably shorten it, too. I'm also going to run out of time because the Radisson's only going to give me a couple minutes before they bring out Gallagher 4.
Right.
So let me...
did they give him new legs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He comes out. He looks like one of the Reavers. Like, not the movie Reavers, but the X-Men in the 80s and the Australia Reavers. Like, he's got tank treads. He just comes out and shoots a watermelon with a machine gun affixed to his hip. Okay. What about smart ball? Doesn't seem so smart to me.
I think you got something. It's gold, Jerry. Gold.
It is gold, Jerry. I'm gonna have to do some research though.
Okay.
Let me pull out this thing. Oh, hey, look! It is a Super Nintendo card of the same name that does not seem so smart to me.
Are you working on a t-shirt, man?
Just a shrug, like, picture of shrugging.
It doesn't seem so. just a picture of just a stereotypical smartphone with just text on it that says doesn't seem so smart to me in the center of it.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
I'm Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
And this is Abject Suffering. This is the episode boys. And the episode boys are back.
Yeah. The episode.
to play bad games, so you don't have to.
Yeah, I think this might be coming out before the episode boys goof on that other episode.
It's okay. We're planting the seeds.
Yeah.
Expanded universe.
Why are you doing this to us? And by us, yeah. I mean the episode boys. And this week we are playing a game that I have demanded, but I also just found out somebody suggested it as well.
Oh, so, hey, two peas in a pod.
Hey, Tim, guess what? You're called up to the majors. Tim has gotten. Yeah. He's gotten stuff in here before. This is the first game that I completed by myself. I must have been 5 or 6 years old. I played it again almost 20 years ago, and here is my conclusion. It's very easy, can be completed really fast, and has some nice soundtracks. Overall, I think it's a very great game for kids to ease them into the platformer genre, but very boring for adults. Tim, our stories are very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I found this. I died a bunch in this. I think this is hard to control and kind of hard.
It's not very apparent what you have to do. Like the ways that you kill enemies and the ways that you navigate around walls and stuff is not directly apparent if you're not reading like a manual or something.
Yeah, I didn't read the manual.
Yeah,
which might have been it. And then I kind of looked it up on. We'll get to it because there's some of my favorite GameFAQs stuff. We've already had for this one.
Nice.
So I looked it up and kind of got it and then tried it again. And I still like, I found it fiddly.
Mm.
I didn't attach when like, why my smart ball not attach him when I want him to attach?
Yeah.
Why does he attach when I don't want him to attach? Doesn't seem so smart to me. Like it just, so it ended up being frustrating to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Like, so we rented this game a ton when I was little. I think I beat it over the course of like maybe two rentals, something like mm-hmm. that. You know, I don't think there's a password system or anything or a save system. It's just, you know, you get good and it's a short game. Felt very accomplished. This was when we were living in the trailer, actually. Yeah. And my gaming area was behind the love seat.
Go back to your hole.
Yep. just lighting the room on fire and shaking it there so I will stay sitting down playing the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers game.
Go back to your coal hole in order to get this boy soul.
Yep.
The
take your white mullet elsewhere.
Yes. So this is an interesting game. Mm-hmm. It is a Game Freak game.
Yeah.
Prior to Pokemon.
Yeah, this is their second game that they ever made.
Yeah. And it is it's from that weird like subgenre of like the ooze where you play like an ooze creature.
Yeah.
And you can kind of be gooey and move around, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's weird. This reminds me a little bit of Gish.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it's a little bit like that. This is snappier than that. Like that game is all about just kind of like, oh, you're moving real slow and it's kind of hard to get around. Here, mm-hmm. it's not especially easy to get around, but it's possible.
Yeah. I mean, it functions at a base level as a platformer.
Yeah.
You know, you just kind of scoot around as a little slime guy.
Yeah.
And, but you have to take advantage of this ability to stick to walls. That's kind of the gimmick.
Yeah.
Here.
Stick to walls and then, you know, flow through pipes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You pick up balls that you launch. These are your projectiles. But you can also just like, if you rest on top of an enemy and squish down, you will crush them. So it's not like, yeah.
So does that hurt you?
No.
Okay. Because you can, if you press down next to an enemy, you'll stretch out towards them in a way that kind of looks like a little goo punch,
mm-hmm.
and that will kill them, but also hurt you.
Yeah. No, you have to rest on top of them and then press down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So it's like jumping on them, but an extra step.
Yeah.
I think this game looks a lot like an Asset Factory game.
Oh, wow. I think it's really like cute.
I like the individual character is cute and some of the bosses are cute.
Yeah.
The enemies and backgrounds all have this like sense that reminds me of like a early iOS game or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of the like the Seven Wonders or something like that. Like there's a weird kind of cheapness to the assets to me.
I could see that, yeah. It definitely like, does read as like very, very early SNES, like platformer made on a budget.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like I'm watching a speedrun of it, and it's just kind of like here's a square with eyes, here's a little jumping thing with eyes, here's a fire with eyes.
Yeah.
You know, like it doesn't have like individual character to them, and then your character just kind of being like a little slime guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's weird. It's like a mascot game without mascotness.
It's a mascot game without character.
Yeah.
They wanted it to be a mascot game real bad. Like, there's a whole backstory and mythology. There's a sequel that looks kind of weird that I've never played, but like, it's a platformer. Like, so how bad could it be?
it's been canceled at the last minute. It was going to come out.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Sequel. Yeah. It never actually came out. There might be like, you know, some lost level shit.
Yeah. But if there's there's a hardcore gaming 101 about this as part of like a series on Game Freak, and they include some assets and some screens from that, like showing, hey, you know, like, so your character in this, he's his name's Jerry, and he has been turned into a jelly creature. And in the second one, there were supposed to be a bunch of other kids who were turned into these, you know, blob type folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about like Game of Thrones shit. It's all like political intrigue is the plot.
Yeah.
Like the other creature didn't, or the other, it's not a creature. I think he's just a human.
Just
like,
a
turned into a creature. Just a person. Well, they're all creatures. The other, perhaps animals, a man or an animal. The other guy wanted to be the king, and you were next in line. So it's all about like rights of succession and shit.
Yeah.
Which you would not expect for Smartball.
But it's also not a medieval game. Like there are villages and sewers and stuff.
Yeah. It's where and when this takes place. That's what part of probably why it feels Asset Factory to me.
Yeah.
Is just kind of, it's just like, here's a town level, here's a desert level. Like it's real like Game Maker-y.
Yeah. Game Maker is actually a really good way to put it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being like a little bit more sophisticated to control than that, but feels Game Maker-y.
Yeah. But yeah, I think it's really satisfying to like cling to the side of a wall and go up it and climb around onto the ceiling. Like, as long as you're holding that button, you're going to stick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does, you know, it does that about as well as I think you can.
Yep.
It's just, I don't necessarily know why this didn't work for me. It seemed like the kind of thing I might like.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm always on the lookout for lost classics, but I didn't know this existed. So that could be part of it too.
Possibly. It's definitely, it's one of those things where you have a game in your past. You remember we did this with, Little Nemo, where that was a mystery game that like I played on a rental once, didn't know the name of, and then just, it was lost until I played. I was like, oh shit, this is the one. Like I could only describe it in vague terms, and this matches all of them. Right. This was very similar to it. So when I figured out that it wasn't just a hallucination that I had while, you know, being trapped
behind that.
Yeah. But behind the love seat, trapped by a burning broom.
It was called Love Seat in the same way the Ministry of Information deals with misinformation.
Yeah.
Like there's actually very little love involved in that seat. It is a cruelty throne.
They did the best they could. So I recommended it because like, you know, this isn't explicitly a show about bad games. I don't think this is bad. I got really far at it. I liked some of the boss fights and stuff. It's just like knowing that it is a kid's game makes it work for me, or like unlock something in it for me, like, oh yeah, that precisely explains what this is.
Yeah, absolutely. And it leads to, like, I didn't find the game itself to have tons of material, but weirdly like some ancillary material is really great, and even in kind of ways you wouldn't expect. Like the last game that Game Freak did for Sony was Click Medic. Like that's a good name for something. I couldn't find any information about Click Medic.
No,
but also on the Smartball Wiki, it links to the Wikipedia entry for cuteness. Yeah. Have you seen this before, this illustration?
No. Oh, my God.
There's a really weird cartoon about what makes something cute that, like...
Oh, my God. Cartoony is a link, and then cute, which is a link. Oh, yeah. Jesus.
I did this totally on accident. I just clicked on cute on accident, and, like, there's this thing about how humans think, like, smallness and roundness is cute.
It's neoteny, right? Like something that signals that it is the signals youth or helplessness, automatically activates our kind of ability to care about something we otherwise would not.
Well, that's definitely part of the entry on cuteness. That's not the specific thing that they're talking about with the shape thing, where it's like different shapes. Where they show like a man, it's like a really weird illustration of a man. It's on the right column, it shows the realistic part, and on the left section, it shows the cute version. And it's like, here's a pigeon that's head is stretched out like a, humans feel affection for animals with juvenile features, large bulging craniums and retreating chins. Small-eyed, long-snouted animals, right column, do not elicit the same response. So there's this weird like pigeon seagull thing. There's this dog with this inhumanly long face. There's a donkey that's being compared to like what is definitely a rabbit for some reason.
Absolutely a rabbit. It's a bunnylet. A very fingerling weird rabbit.
One of those bite-sized snack rabbits. Like you read about. It is a really weird illustration.
This is definitely Conehead training material.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, when somebody says cute, you better be on point with exactly what that means.
Overview of the baby schema manipulation procedure. This table shows whether digitally manipulated facial dimensions above or below a group of unmodified infant photographs were classified as high or low baby schema. Digitally manipulated photographs were restricted to plus or equal to 2 standard deviations. So this is a thing where like you can change the high baby schema and the low baby schema in terms of like sliders, like a Monster Factory, to make them more cute. Like this procedure is done by Glocker ML et al. In 2009. Stop Glocker, man.
No. Glocker needs to be stopped.
The host of Comedy Bang Bang. We had to get this guy because he's definitely going to start doing this in real life in a basement.
trying to exact his perfection, like the doctor from BioShock.
Yeah, make the perfect cute baby by like changing the baby schema. I don't know. I don't think I've actually know how to pronounce that word. So I've done it like six schema. Okay, yeah. I've done it a bunch of different ways. Schema.
So. No, I mean what we're talking about is like maximizing Moe.
Oh yeah, which like and not the episode of Maximizing Moe we're putting out next week. our new Maximizing Moe podcast. What a nightmare! What a quarter of a nightmare that'd be if we had to do that.
Oh god. Yep. And she really likes dessert, doesn't she?
Yeah. I think that she seems shy at first.
Yeah.
Then she gets real angry. Yeah, and then she seems like she becomes real kind of grossly submissive in a way that I think is kind of troubling. Not to be parodies of herself, but like, you know, there we go.
You're being parody of yourself in a parody of ourselves about a parody show that is based on our parodic.
But if you took that loop that we just did, that would be all of Maximizing Moe.
It really would.
You know, like that would be like literally every character on Maximizing Moe would get that treatment.
Yep. Oh man,
let's not do it.
No, we absolutely shouldn't do it. Did you get far enough to get to the Mario Galaxy levels in Smart Ball?
No, but I've seen them.
I watched
a full speedrun of this.
Super weird.
Yeah,
and it's kind of ahead of its time.
Yeah. And so it's a super cool idea. It's like a good gimmick.
Yeah. This Wikipedia article has some of the worst English that I've ever seen. This has not been touched.
For Smart Ball?
Yeah, for Smart Ball.
Yeah, this is some real Wikipedia said at worst. Like, yeah.
So gameplay. All right, here we go. Let's just get this started. Usually this is pretty fine. Usually describes. In that incarnation, the player plays as the little jelly bean with eyes named Jerry traveling across a grassy landscape. The game has graphics and terrain that are characterized as cartoony and cute, which attracts younger players. Again,
in what incarnation? Like,
I don't know.
You didn't establish an incarnation. Like,
this is Gary. This is Conehead training material.
He also, and then the next paragraph also starts in this weird passive like remove thing. The player is able to defend Jerry or attack enemies by controlling certain physical characteristics of Jerry.
Don't you touch my Jerry boy! Get away from him.
It ends up feeling like there's a disconnect, like it's the player, like a Pac-Man 2 thing.
Yeah,
like the player is protecting this third party thing that's on the screen, but the player is controlling Jerry directly. Like this is a bad Wikipedia.
Yeah, you have an immediate line to that Jerry.
you got a Jerry guy.
Similar to Donkey Kong Country, the player must collect letters that spell Jerry in each level. Collecting them will give the player 2 extra lives. Okay, cool.
That's such a bland reward for that. One of the things that we don't have to, you know, usually we do wiki or game fact stuff at the end, but I want to bring it up because I think it might be deep. It might not be though. So
okay,
we'll
no,
find
it's
out.
Fine. Yeah. Well, I mean,
we'll roll with it.
We're nothing if not resourceful.
The only fact for this is by Snowdragon. Did you read this fact?
Yes, I did.
It is, this guy is one of the most sweethearted and pure denizens of the game Faxiverse that we've ever had.
I don't know that we have another person for the forces of good. I think we have some, like, one of our first objectives for somebody for the forces of good to protect.
Yeah, I was gonna, like, this guy is what we're fighting for.
Yeah.
this is, other people fight for a flag, we fight for Snow Dragon. Like,
yep.
This guy is so sweet. Like, he's complete step-by-step solutions on every level! Exclamation point by Snow Dragon 2001. In the updates, intro and notes, he never even played the game. He just decided to make a back for it in his normal style, which is putting a plus before every step.
Right.
So a new step indicates a plus sign. It's kind of weird, fine. And then your first hint that you're in for some sweetness is one of the intro steps, first step he gives you is have fun playing Smartball.
See, that's what's important. Snow Dragon, he's got his priorities straight.
He doesn't, and then the kind of fact is just like he tells you, and it's a step-by-step fact for a platformer.
Right, right.
It makes no fucking sense. you get to the end, though, the credits and copyrights. This is so cute.
It's so good.
I had to thank these people /programs/companies who were involved in the making of this walkthrough, however indirectly.
Or indirectly,
they were involved. My cousin Chris for his awesome computer.
That's so good.
CSNES, the best emulator out there. Emulators make writing these things just that much easier. Envision me holding my arms way out as far as they can go. This guy is like a walking personification of like a Christian camp.
See, so somebody who doesn't know us would probably think that we're saying that dismissively, right? Like, oh, why are you invoking Christians in this kind of thing?
No.
This is absolutely something that, this is a candle that needs to be shielded from the wind so it never goes out.
Yeah, he's this is a very, very sweet boy. Like, and because we deal with a lot of low cards in this thing, and this kid's very sweet. Thanks to Matt McGrath, who told me the significance of the letters J-E-R-R-Y, and that there is a storyline. Hopefully I'll hear of it soon and update. Oh yeah, he also told me about the towns between the levels. He's also responsible for the level select code and the confirm code sections. Chris Covell, who was able to give me a nice plot summary so that he didn't really do any of the fact. Plot summary so the game can be better understood by those playing Smartball and not Jerry Boy. Jerry Boy being the Japanese version.
Of course.
Chris's storyline knowledge has done this guide a world of good. If you wish to see a review of Jerry Boy, the game's Japanese version, written by Mr. Covell, and there's a link. Chris is currently working on a translation patch for the complete Jelly Boy 2 beta. Jelly Boy 2 is the sequel to Smartball. The beta can be found floating around the internet, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Sony Image Soft for making the game. Although it shows its age, it's one of the first, as a first-year SNES game, is truly fun and worth a spin.
Yeah.
Whoever posts the walkthrough,
He doesn't go into the whole GameFAQs thing of, this can only be posted on these sites, and if you do this, I swear to God, I will come after you, motherfucker.
Did you read? There's some payoff for that. At the end, otherwise, please don't steal my FAQ or mangle it, or sell it for a profit, although I do allow free distribution. And don't do anything that will require me to take legal action. I really don't want to mess with any of that. How Canadian is this kid? He got a scale of one to Canada.
This show exists to predict sweet Canadian boys.
we have to save him.
Gary, it might be too late. He wrote this 17 years ago.
What month did he? Does he know about 9/11?
Oh, God.
Did he write this in?
Okay, so the first update took place in 726.
There's still time, but then do you think, and then the latest update is in March 17th, 2002. So some of the older walkthroughs, I just want to see if
you really need to do this in a darker tone because there is much less
less
weird genuflecting. Yeah.
Some of my older walkthroughs are in need of a major facelift, and this is one of the ones getting one. Mostly. This is just an update for addressing formatting changes and mistakes within the text. And no word yet on whether Chris Corvell's ISP patch is finished. Maybe I'll check up on that soon. Last update, never updated. It's just Chris. I mean, at least we know he's safe. He didn't die in the tower.
Yeah, he oh, God.
Yo. It doesn't cut off partway through like last update, Resident Evil log.
Oh,
say goodbye
no.
Dictation.
That is so dark. No, we absolutely know he's still alive because his last visit to GameFAQs was in January of 2017. So he's still he's still kicking it.
Yeah. This guy's still around, so we can still help him.
We really and truly can. So here's the thing. He started his account in 2001. I have to presume that Snowdragon is my age, because if he was he was 13 around that time, which, you know, might make a certain amount of sense. Maybe he's a little bit older than me. Yeah, that makes some sense. He's done a guide for Super Mario 64. He did a guide for more Lemmings.
Okay, I dig it.
Let's see his reviews. Let's see if he calibrates well.
Okay.
4-star review for Oregon Trail.
It is. Sorry, that's a good game.
Yeah.
He has a Let's Play channel that's current.
Oh, wow.
I'm not going to, congrats on your number of subscribers, buddy.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, we're not going to, so we've already said his GameFAQs name, so people can
hunt us down. But I'm sure he's good and pure.
Right, right.
So if he's as old as you are, were you this good and pure when you were like, what? How old? Like 11?
13, probably. I was 13 and going on 14 in 2001. Gosh, the world just seems so wide open and welcoming.
It was
at
really
that
innocent.
Time. Yeah, it really was. I probably was about this. I was definitely a soft boy. I don't know if I want to ascribe an awful lot of let's say value on that about being a good sweet boy or not. But I think that he and I would have something in common. I get the feeling his parents would not have let him watch The Simpsons, and that would have really restricted our conversation opportunities.
But what if you became like his secret Simpsons source?
Oh shit!
Or even just like he came over to your house to watch it in secret.
Oh yeah. No, this could have been good, but that would have ruined him. I don't want to ruin Snowdragon. I really don't.
We have to save him. Yeah, I'm looking at his review titles just to see if there's anything that like
sticks out.
Yeah, and they're pretty standard. There's a couple of cute things, like I have seen the enemy and he is the character I didn't pick in the beginning.
Yeah.
Good one, sport. So he's working on it. He's getting there. Slowly get there. He had a phase.
Yeah. I'm really curious about what makes people fill out the hey, these are the games that I own on GameFAQs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't understand it. Like, I understand like the games that you've rated, but not just like, hey, I have played Crash Bandicoot halfway.
Is it like Goodreads kind of thing where you just kind of
maybe, yeah. I don't want to put that
like
on blast.
Conversation starter and I guess. I mean, I don't really get it either.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I've done like backloggery, but that's not for sharing. That's for like keeping track of shit. But
yeah.
Maybe that's
and even then, like I did that once and then stopped.
Yeah.
Like I didn't keep up with it because like why?
Who has time?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like I could be playing video games during this time, rather than organizing.
Yeah.
Playing video games.
They're different things.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I don't know.
I don't know. It's and if like this guy, he could tell us.
So it's a mystery that'll never be solved, Snowdragon, but we're here for you, whenever there. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I was about to do the Grapes of Wrath, I'll be there speech, but I realized I only know the pretzel version of it from The Simpsons. Whenever a young mother is ignorant of what to feed her child, I'll be there.
Snowdragon will be there. Snowdragon probably has kids by now.
Yeah, yeah.
A dragon pups.
I think that somebody who is this good probably wouldn't have wandered into the path of, let's just say the path that I've walked.
Of condoms?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably not. Those devil rappers don't need to anywhere near my sweet boy's dick.
Yeah.
Like,
yep, the devil's double bubble? No, yeah, thank you.
The devil's double bubble around your sweet shining light?
Nope. Not this time. Not going to do it.
Yeah. And it doesn't mean, you need to get girl pregnant. You just, CJ would want us to wait.
CJ.
Man. Write CJ a letter and see what he thinks about all this.
I was actually just thinking that. Like, I would love to. So if we make the GameFAQs documentary, we have to find CJ, right? you know, since GameFAQs is now owned by like GameStop or CBS or something, I have to imagine he's not involved in the running of this anymore. I need to find out what CJ thinks about it, like it being customary to thank him in every one of these. Like, I'm ascribing a certain amount of social anxiety onto the man who I've never met, and he probably doesn't have it. But the idea of people just constantly saying, oh, CJ be praised, that would really put me off.
Yeah, I would be weirded out by it. One weird thing is I was trying to find some information on CJ.
Okay.
And his name is Google proof because every fact thinks him. And that makes me think like maybe this is, you know, is like DB Cooper or something.
This
and
was his way of disappearing entirely by being everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you can't, he's ungoogleable because he's literally everywhere. You know, he's hiding in more than plain sight. He's hiding in plain text.
Yeah.
Like he's just
so dumb. Think about what you've done.
I can't find anything about him. So even if we did that documentary, like that could be the first, like episode zero, finding CJ, and then we get like a six episode Netflix thing for it.
Yeah. Man, so this is a game that will probably never ever be re-released on anything. It just was pumped out, existed, never got a sequel, almost did, but then it's gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
I
would think so with Game Freaks, like their kind of cachet, maybe it would, but
like the only other thing that they've done that ever gets any play is just Yoshi, right? They don't even do Yoshi's Cookie, but like Yoshi pops up on Virtual Console every other time,
and Yoshi's pretty bad.
Yeah, Yoshi's not a good puzzle game at all.
No, and like actually, the thing about Game Freak is their games are bad. Other than Pokemon, like this is probably the second best Game Freak game. I never played Mario and Wario, but like since it never came here, but they don't have a good reputation, really.
No,
you know,
no, they just they found good collaborators.
Yeah, yep, yep. Yeah. And then also, you know, they found somebody just has one thing in them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we figured out Pokemon, and Pokemon's great.
Yeah,
and they don't need to innovate. They're just good at making those, you know.
What more do you jackals want?
we don't allow anybody to just kind of not move.
Oh, true.
You
know,
it's in every aspect of American culture, like you have to constantly be climbing towards new milestones.
Yeah.
It sucks.
People hounded JD Salinger every day for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he ended up putting out like kind of, you know, not as good work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like maybe, you know, if there wasn't that pressure, if it's just like, hey, I wrote a really good novel and I wrote a really good collection of short stories and that's what I got in me.
Yep.
And now I'm going to like live in New Hampshire and be a real fucking weirdo crank.
Yeah.
And like, and that's me.
I mean, you know? That sounds fucking great to me.
I would go into that. Yeah. That Salinger lifestyle.
Ooh, get up on that Sal tip.
Yeah.
The box art for this game does not reflect its contents whatsoever.
It's very funny. It's a real like frisbee looking guy.
He
really looks like he's got a real like troubling grin.
He does there is a trickster or like a I guess like a carpet bagging let's say patent medicine salesman kind of shine or glean on his teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Like ding. He's got real angry eyebrows. He's over a city, which is kind of weird. There are meteors and fireballs, which happen later on. He's being chased by a chicken.
Yeah. He's got an expression on like when Snowdragon's parents left the padlock off Fudgicle chest, you know?
Oh no, not Fudgicle.
Yeah, and he could just have as many as he wants for the night, and he's just like, nice, I'm gonna get sugar high.
I thought Fudgicle was like the name of his attic stooge.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Like dark snow dragon.
Yeah. So
like the black snow dragon.
It's exactly. Yeah. No. It's the obsidian dragon. They had to do like a Silent Hill kind of thing. They had one boy. Okay. Then they did a fell ritual in order to separate the goodness from the badness. They took the goodness, raised it as their own, sent him out to make facts and let's play.
You have a copy of Smartball.
this will begin you on your way.
This will guide you. Yeah.
Yeah. And then all of the evil that was in Snowdragon, all of a sudden, let's just bury that deep down.
Yeah, here's play Postal. You know?
Oh my God, is this the ill bleed guy?
Oh man, maybe. Like he grew up to be like a my name is Ill Bleed D Dragon. Why do you ask? You
know?
Like, I changed my name when I moved.
Ildrey, what kind of name is that? Armenian? Oh, okay, well, yeah. I have no idea what Armenia is. So.
Yeah, it's the least reported genocide. And, you know, oh, I don't know if it's actually the least reported genocide, but it's one that people don't talk about a lot, so a lot of people don't know about Armenia.
One that people made fun of us for thinking was in the 90s.
Me made fun of me
for thinking it was in the 90s.
I guarantee that we were not confident about that answer. Like, I don't know that excuses us, but I guarantee that was predicated by saying, like, it might have been this. You know?
Not, it was precisely this, you dummies.
Yeah, this date.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it was a more innocent time in the 90s. I just, you know, it's just... I don't know. I can see... God, what were... Oh, this guy's grin. His disgusting grin and his chicken chase. Try to tell me what genre this game is based on the cover. Like,
honestly, I think it might be some kind of, like, faceball. Faux sport. Like, not hyper-violent, but, like, hyper-frenetic. Maybe with lots of flicker. That, like, that is honestly what I would think it would be. Maybe a little bit Euro, you know?
Me too. That's the thing about video game covers. You
know? They all look like slightly like sports, a little bit Euro.
Yeah, a little bit Euro, and really flickery.
Yeah, they all reflect our prejudices.
That's true.
Yeah. I love the little fire sprite guy. I tweeted a picture of him. That's what that was from.
He's a cutie.
Yeah.
Looking at other GameFAQs games, this magical Tulu Tudu Con is very cute.
Oh, really?
Like, this looks like a game that might be worth picking up. Yeah, it's like just a real cute little wizard guy who goes around modern environment and does wizard shit.
Nice.
Like, this game looks great.
Yeah. And the message boards for this is really just, it's just people saying, like, hey, I found this. Like, I got it. Finally found the cartridge. Bought it for such and such. Like, looking for kindred spirits.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a misconnections kind of thing. There's not a whole lot of gold there other than just Snow Dragon being sweet boy.
Yeah. Which is good. That's good enough. Yeah. I think that's the lesson. That's the lesson we need to take away from this. Snow Dragon is good enough.
Yeah. Snow Dragon is good. We're fighting for the world of good enough. Abject suffering, forces of good.
Forces of good enough.
The episode Boys Army.
is that it? I think that we've hit...
That's about what I got.
That is about what I've got. So I apologize for giving us something that is as bare bones. It was fun to revisit. Like, I got really far in this game.
Yeah, I wonder what my mental block is that wasn't, like, letting me control it correctly. I was just having a hard time.
You didn't play it when you were 7?
I mean, like, that definitely could be it. Like, it felt fiddly with me. Even though I was using the best emulator that makes fact writing a breeze, you know? It still just made it... Actually, yeah, I wasn't using the emulator.
You almost made me spit out a beverage.
It still wasn't that... I was using SNES X9, but it still didn't, you know, feel that good. And it felt like weirdly unresponsive.
You were using SNESTate?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, it was still fun. You know, platformers are fun.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you, Tim, for writing in and recommending this.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Snow Dragon. Mm-hmm. Even his dark half, we have to have balance.
Yeah, thank you. It'll bleed D.
Yeah,
Dragon.
D-Dragon. Yeah. D-Dragon or Dark Dragon. The D-Dragon. Dragon.
The D stands for Dragon.
Yeah, like D-War.
Yeah.
God, do I wish D-War was a video game so we could do it for adaptation to game. Yeah. D-War is so good.
it's got Daryl from The Office,
very much so, and it's just the how much time they spend on the specific differences between dragons and emoji. Like, it takes up most of that movie. Like, just, well, then there are emojis, but if an emoji becomes angry and sleeps for 1,000 years, it might become the egg of a dragon that if it's breathed on by a kiss, like, it just goes on for a very long time.
Yeah,
this silly movie.
Yeah.
What else is the end?
What do you mean? What else is the
what
end?
What else happens at the end of the show?
What else is the end?
There's all aching.
Why did we both do that at the same time?
Because it's good. It's a really good reference. That show came back. I need to watch.
Did it?
Get on the third season. Yeah, third season. They're wrapping it up. I'm so excited. For people who don't know, review is excellent.
Yeah. Andrew Daly? Is that his name? I always get him and John Daly mixed up.
Yeah, Andy Daly.
Andy Daly. There we go. Andrew.
Yeah,
it's Christian name.
I know him that well.
I speak with him with respect, Gary. No, he's a treasure. He's a treasure. No. Yeah, what else do we do at the end of the show? If you like this and you want to support us, go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. There you can back us and get premium episodes of the show at a certain level.
Yeah, absolutely. We really do appreciate it. You can also rate and review the show on iTunes. And as always, you can tell people about it, but just be careful who you tell about it.
Yeah.
Not because it's a secret, but just because, you know, if you're just like, hey, you like Smartball. Listen to this podcast. Like, that might not mean that they'll like the podcast just because they like Smartball.
Right. Okay. How about this? Yeah. If you are a person who has ever played Smartball, hit me up in the chat because I want to talk about it.
Yeah, you guys can. We'll do a pop-up channel.
Yeah.
For you two. And not the pop-up channel that came for you two, Song of Innocence and Songs of Experience, which we closed that down a little long ago.
Did we really have one of those on our Slack?
No.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
Yeah. I have a real hard time with you two.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
There's stuff that goes on that I don't know, you know? It's a big place.
It is a big place. There are a lot of secrets and lots of hallways and stuff. And like sometimes there's pop-up channels.
Yeah.
And if you don't join them, I never know they're actually there. People discuss it in the mods and I'm like, these mods will take care of it.
Yeah. Go to duckfeed.tv/store if you want to find old premium episodes. Here recently, Clay Fighter 63 and a half, the Sculptor's Cut, just came out.
Is this a premium episode?
No.
Okay. Yeah, this is just a regular.
Yeah.
Go do that. And you can also find some other stuff on the store, including the Diggity Duck Bundle, which is our charity bundle that has a bonus episode of this show featuring Mr. Steve Gaynor.
Yes.
So, super good.
I think that's everything.
Absolutely. So until next time, who is Snow Dog? Have you seen Snow Dogs?
Absolutely, I have, Gary.
I have too. It's so weird that he's a dentist and his face is like literally everywhere. Like the weirdest part of that movie is how famous he is as a dentist. Name one dentist.
It's a small town, like, man.
It's LA.
Oh, like I thought it was we might be thinking, you know, I'm thinking of Snow Day.
I don't know what that is.
That's a Nickelodeon movie. It's another Nickelodeon movie that was a we're firmly in the after show now. No, it was a Nickelodeon movie and it was initially written as the Pete and Pete movie.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Isn't it any good because of that?
I haven't seen it since I was 10.
Wow, that's interesting. I did not know. I did not know.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to take that. There's no joke. I'll just have to go check that out.
Yeah. I mean, just look at it, see a synopsis. It's probably a Harriet the Spy level, you know, piece of shit, Nickelodeon garbage.
Yeah. I can pull out from this, by leaving us on the, distraction that, my email just popped up where I have an Ask FM question that says, is it true that you banged Gwen Stefani the other day? What are you talking?
Is that the new spam flattery?
The spam flattery is the least talented brother of Joe Flaherty. But I don't know what this is.